Find a place where you won't be disturbed. Turn off your cell phone, radio, television, computer, and if anyone is around, tell them not to disturb you. For best results, put in your earbuds or headphones. I suggest you sit in a chair, and if you choose to lay down, you may fall asleep. It's up to you because you're in control. Let us begin. Now, sit comfortably, your legs and arms uncrossed, with your feet flat on the ground, and your palms facing up, resting on your lap. Now, close your eyes. Take in 3 deep breaths, and hold slightly on each end and release. That's right. Now, as you breathe in naturally in and out, I'll invite you to focus and relax certain body parts. Relax your head, breathing in and out. Relax your neck and shoulders, breathing in and out. Now relax your chest and abdomen, breathing in and out, allowing all stress to wash away. Now relax your upper back and your lower back, again breathing in and out. Relax your arms, your wrists, your hands and fingers, breathing in and out. Now relax your pelvis, your hips and thighs, breathing in and releasing, breathing out. Relax your knees, calves, ankles, feet, and toes. With each in-breath and out-breath, relaxing deeper and deeper. Now, focus on your whole body and take a few breaths, breathing and letting go of all stress, and feeling the warmth surrounding your body. Now, imagine an energy field all around you and fill it with your favorite color. Each breath you breathe in, the color intensifies. Let it surround your entire body and expand it 1 foot all around you, above your head and below your feet. Imagine it's an egg of light that is surrounding you. Breathe into it, and with each breath, it fills with more energy and color, making it stronger and more vibrant. Now, set your intentions to release or resolve any childhood disappointments or conflicts. They can be with your mom, your dad, your brother or sister, or any friends. You could even ask to heal an unpleasant experience that happened to you when you were younger. Your subconscious knows what to do. You just need to direct it and give it permission to do so. You can also ask now to identify and release any unhealthy or insecure attachment styles, trusting that your subconscious knows what to do. In just a moment, we'll begin. That's right. With your eyes closed, you can begin to relax even deeper. Though at first, you may be more aware of some things than you were before. The sounds in the room, the sound of my voice, sensations in your hands or feet, thoughts and images that drift into the mind automatically. Because with the eyes closed, it becomes easier and easier to become more and more aware of a variety of things that otherwise would go overlooked or ignored. Thoughts, feelings, sensations, and the alteration of awareness. As the mind begins to experience that gradual letting go. Letting go even of the effort it takes to be aware of exactly where the arms are positioned, or the hands, or fingers, and even the effort it takes to be aware of which leg seems to relax more quickly or completely than the other may seem to be too much effort to bother making. But it takes time to experience that letting go. Your own time, in your own way, as you begin to learn, and even more than before, about your own ability to relax and let go, and the mind begins to flow down toward that place of quietness and calm awareness, a place that almost seems to give off signals that direct awareness down toward it, into it, more and more completely, a place of effortless relaxation and letting go, where even the effort it takes to be aware of the sound of my voice or the meaning of my words may almost seem to be too much effort to bother making. It's so much easier simply to relax and allow events to occur almost by themselves, a drifting down and a drifting back upward toward the surface of wakeful awareness at times, and that's fine. It all belongs to you, because you have a conscious mind and an unconscious mind. And that unconscious mind, the back of the mind, can continue to hear, to understand, and respond to those things I might say, without the need for you to do anything at all. It's so much easier for the conscious mind to be able to relax and enjoy that drifting down into that place of quiet calmness and effortless awareness of many different things without needing to make an effort even to remember exactly how to make the effort it might take to tell the exact position of the entire body that seems to float in time and space, that free floating place of effortless letting go and allowing events to occur in their own time and in their own way. That's right. The unconscious mind can allow that drifting to occur while the conscious mind drifts off. someplace entirely now. That's right, in your own time, in your own way, aware of events that occur along the way. As the unconscious mind begins to utilize that opportunity to alter your experience and to continue that learning in whatever way is the right way for you. Learning that feeling of letting go, of allowing the unconscious mind to assume more and more responsibility for guiding and directing awareness as you continue to explore your own abilities and capacities to learn as you relax and enter into that trance more and more completely, more and more comfortably, more and more effortlessly than before. That's right. Nothing can undo what happened to you. What was done to you was done to you back then. But that was then, and this is now. And you can stop it here and now. You can stop the pain and fear. You can put an end to it now. And you already know how. You know how to forget to pay attention to particular things. You know how to shut doors and windows, and you can shut those on the past. You know how to see things now for what they are now, and your unconscious knows how to walk forward in that time across that line, a boundary line that marks a new beginning, that lets you join the present as you let go of the past. Like a butterfly coming out of that cocoon that lets you see a future. When you will remember how good it felt today to let go of that past, to say goodbye to it, and to let yourself feel okay. So go ahead now and keep going ahead later on. Because that past is through, and you are just here and now. And when you get home, there's something you can do to put this away and get on with the future. Some way for you, a ritual perhaps, a ceremonial letting go, throwing something away to let yourself know that the past is done and the future has begun. And you will do that, whatever feels right, to get rid of it all once and for all, will you not? And so, before you allow yourself to drift up completely into conscious, wakeful alertness, it may be useful for you to utilize the opportunity now to think about what you've experienced, the thoughts, images, understandings, and how you might use these things later on, from one day to the next. Because you have an unconscious mind, and you have a conscious mind. And those two minds can learn from your experiences here today. Some things that you can utilize to deal more effectively with those things that have been problems for you before. And so before you continue to drift up into conscious awareness, normal waking awareness, it is your privilege to use this comfortable self-awareness to become more aware of those things you can use later on. Those learnings, abilities, and skills you may have overlooked before, to give you a new view of the possibilities for a new way of thinking and feeling and doing things. That's right. Take some time now, a brief time that seems to be a long time, to review and plan. At some level of awareness, those things you will do later on, those things you may change later on, as you begin to use more and more of you. You can use that time now, because in a few moments from now, when you drift up and awaken, it may be interesting for you to know that in that drifting, relaxed state of mind, where thoughts drift by like dreams that enter awareness for a time and drift through the mind, while some are left behind to be utilized later on, and others are remembered, or seem to be remembered at first, but then become more and more distant, forgotten over time, and the entire experience can seem so far away, as your unconscious mind protects the conscious mind and leaves those things behind, forgotten, but remembered too. And time changes too, so you can know what a trance it's been when you begin to know that what seemed to take a short time turns out to have been a long time, or what seemed a long time was really no time at all. So for now, as the unconscious mind allows the conscious mind to become more aware of sounds in the room, the sound of my voice, the sensations in an arm, a leg, the variety of thoughts and feelings, as the conscious mind drifts up and conscious wakeful awareness returns quite completely now, up to the surface of wakeful awareness, restfully refreshed, comfortably awake, even as the mind drifts up completely and the eyes are allowed to open now. That's right. Eyes open and wakeful awareness returns completely now. Hello and welcome back. How was your trip? Do you really think you are completely awake yet? Or should I give you a few more seconds to pull yourself back together? Are your hands and legs still feeling a bit strange? Now, how long do you think you were in that trance? How long has it been since we started? Have an awesome day, or a great sleep, whichever it may be.